Welcome to episode 252 of the Dodigawa Bookmakers. Today in bookbinding, we're going to talk about another schedule book I made, and in fiction, we're going to talk about two novels I am working on. Please listen, please enjoy, but first, bookbinder of the week. This particular bookbinder is more for instructional purposes than actual anything else, but the important part is it's inspirational and instructions are clear. Often when I have a problem with a bookbinding or something, I go to this channel and I learn something. Let me introduce the idea of Sea Lemon. Sea Lemon is quite popular on YouTube, S-E-A-L-E-M-O-N. She has a lot of videos. Her name is Jennifer. She has a lot of videos on YouTube, and it has a lot of instructions. You can find what you need, not just on bookbinding, but on other things. For a good resource to go back to find something you need when you're bookbinding, if whatever it is, how to make glue or cut things or measure things or certain stitches and stuff like that, Sea Lemon on YouTube is a good place to go. YouTube.com Sea Lemon DIY. S-E-A-L-E-M-O-N-D-I-Y. Check her out. And now, speaking of bookbinding and DIY, let's talk about me. I made two schedule books for 2021. One was personalized with pictures of people, and the second one I made, which you can see pictures of over at teidoidigawabookbinders.podbean.com, it was semi-personalized. There's only one picture of a place that the customer likes to go to, and that customer has ordered two more. They are about 100 pages, calendars of yearly calendars, monthly calendars, a weekly calendar, and the weekly calendar has 4 days on top and 3 days on the bottom, and the fourth space on the bottom is a calendar of that month, and the week of that weekly calendar is highlighted in a different color. So it's quite useful if you want to know a date and you want to carry around a nice little handmade schedule book. The first one I made, the end paper, was a map of Kanazawa, where I live, and the customer asked for a map of Edo, not Tokyo, Edo. So that's an older map, 150 plus years old, which I hope I can find someplace on the internet, because I'm not going to go out and buy one of these expensive handmade maps from 150, maybe 200 years ago. So that's what I've been doing in bookbinding. I'm making those two books, and I'm making two more. What am I doing in fiction? Fiction. What am I doing in fiction? Well, first, I'm writing Growing Slurry. Growing Slurry is about a forensic accountant who meets a woman in a coffee shop while he is undercover. She doesn't quite trust him or men in general, and the forensic accountant doesn't trust people based on what he knows about forensic accounting. Right now, he's doing some research into fraud that will show him why he doesn't want to be a forensic accountant anymore. This happens in the past. And then he and the woman in the present do some more talking in his apartment, which is quite nice. And she decides that he's been lying to her since they first met. So, of course, does not trust him at all now. And whether they get together or not depends on my mood when I get to that scene. It's about 150 pages now. I got a feeling it's going to end in about 50 pages. How it ends, I don't know. I want them to get together, but they might have different ideas. That's the first book I'm working on. The second book I'm working on is just got started. It's only in the first chapter, and in the first chapter, Agnes, the main character, discovers that she might have some hidden talent or skill or ability to go back in time. She doesn't know for sure. She's still checking it out. Her husband has an accident. When she wakes up, it's the day before the accident, so she's wondering what's going on. Now, this takes place back in the 1800s in Lowell, Massachusetts. She may well be thinking she's a witch. Another character already thinks she's strange. She has a child who is autistic, severely autistic. So, of course, at that time, people probably thought that kind of affliction is based on some sort of witchcraft. Agnes has to decide what she has to do with her life because she has no husband, which means she has no income. She is going to have to find a job, which in Lowell, Massachusetts in the 1800s meant weaving, especially for single women. Now, she's not single. She's a widow with three children, and she's 18 years old. She's going to look into getting a job as a weaver. The title of the book is The Posthumous Biography of Agnes Groot, Death Weaver. She discovers through weaving her talents, her skill, her genius. That is only in the first chapter. Look forward to me talking about that a lot. Hopefully I finish it within the next decade. In fiction, I've been writing two books. One's on the way out. One's almost finished, and one is just getting started. And in bookbinding, I finished two books, now making two more books, two more schedules for 2021, which hopefully will be better than 2020. Thanks for dropping by. Hope to see you again soon. And don't forget to check out Sea Lemon on YouTube, SEALEMLM. Thanks for dropping by. See you again next time.